I think a lot of that comes from just the history of success we have seen with spinoffs of non-pharma businesses, the Abbott and AbbVie split, Pfizer spinning off their animal health, and Lilly spinning off their animal health. So I think, you know, J&J is seeing that opportunity to unlock some value for shareholders by spinning off this strong consumer business. The talc lawsuits, you know, I think are maybe a part of it, but I don't think it's the driving story behind this split. They've made a lot of progress in resolving the talc lawsuits and, you know, with the potential to possibly resolve them before the split even takes place.
Yeah, well, the company CEO says that business customers, you know, the markets have diverged, customers' interests have diverged so much from what's going on in the markets. And that is why they are deciding now to do this with. But, you know, it begs the next big question is that how many more will will sort of take this route as well? Just after GE did it, Toshiba did it. Do we see more of this coming?
We have seen a lot of this in healthcare over the last several years. There have been, you know, a significant number of spinoffs. So I do think it's been an ongoing trend in healthcare for some time. Companies, you know, becoming, you know, more focused on their growth areas and spinning off other areas that are potentially, you know, less innovative or need more concentration and investment separately. So yes, I do think, you know, we'll see this continue.
Ashton, it's Zach here. I mean, when we're looking at what investors can kind of expect to see from something like this, I mean, obviously, you know, each time you see one of these deals, it sounds like management there is waiting to see how the market's going to react so far positively. I mean, what are you expecting to see in terms of whether or not this is going to be, you know, the IPO route that they want to do this with, what kind of the spin-off tactics you expect them to take? And the timeline here, it's not like it's happening overnight. You still got to wait, what? We're talking right. 18 to 24 months, so a long time.
Yeah, historically, the healthcare spin-offs, what at least the recent spin-offs have done is, you know, spinning off the company into a separate publicly traded company and, you know, you're giving it to shareholders in a tax-free manner. So if you're a holder of Johnson & Johnson, you know, more than likely you will automatically get shares of this new company. But that's not always the case, and they haven't provided all of those details, but that kind of is what, you know, Eli Lilly did with Elanco. And we saw with the Abbott AbbVie spin, but again, more details to come. They'll kind of consider what the most favorable option would be. But you know, from a shareholder perspective, you know, we do think it has the potential to unlock value if you spin off this consumer business as a separate company. All of a sudden, you know, there's a greater focus on investment in that area, margin expansion, and growth. The consumer business over the last 5 years has grown on average under 2%. I believe it's around 1.75% on average over the last 5 years. So really focusing on investing in that business in the right way and creating value that way.
So we look at some of the numbers, right? So GE was 36% in debt, whereas we look at J&J, 7% in debt. So it's AAA. It's a really strong company. Mm-hmm. People have, you know, a strong feeling about it. They're behind it. So when we talk about, you know, your assessment of this is it's not to do with litigation to move away from this talc lawsuit, but more to move into technology and more to sort of get into mRNA type vaccines and things like this. How much more of investment do they need to make? And then how does this streamline and how does it help add value to the particular sectors that they need to address?
Yeah, so it, you know, again, it's only the consumer business is only about 11% of total company earnings. So they're still largely a pharma and medical device company, even with the consumer business. But, you know, spinning off the consumer that is not growing as fast as the pharma business, you know, overall earnings will likely grow more in the new J&J post the consumer separation than they are now, just because now consumer won't be there and that's lower growth. And so the pharma business will make up about 75% of earnings, and that's their highest growing business and their most profitable profitable business. So, you know, continuing to invest in innovation, both on the medical device side and the pharma side, should accelerate the growth of J&J's earnings.
All right. Well, we will have to leave it there. Ashton Evans, Edward Jones Healthcare Securities Research Senior Analyst, thank you so much for your time.